can't finish. Pass them ribs my way.
Shut your dirty self up.
I heard that one in a minute.
Hello.
Sound like a karate master.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You sound like a fake 7-Eleven worker.
Oh, man. Y'all ain't never seen The Princess Bride?
He sound like you said, be prepared to die.
Yeah, I had a little water in my mouth.
Jesus.
What's going on, man?
Whoa, did you see this?
What's that?
Human foot. Human parts being eaten in China.
Yeah, they wrapping them shits up, right? I hope that's not real.
Let me get that foot salad.
Hey, make sure you got a little toe jam in it.
Ew.
Stupid. EX, really? Exhibit the rapper?
Now, see, he ain't specified.
This dude, man.
X to the Z, IBIT. Asshole.
Asshole. Why you talk tough like Steve Urkel?
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gon' lose.
We gon' lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. 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 Who number one?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 69. Ow!
With your nasty ass.
A Forget That Yo radio. Go to ForgetThatYo.com for all the information, everything you need. And also hit up iTunes, leave a few reviews, leave some stars out there, leave something. Who are you people? I don't know who you are. I'm looking for you.
Say something.
Please.
This is the Black Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Black Hoffa, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. The Foodinati, a.k.a. Lester LaFlash.
Ow.
Why'd that owl go there? And we are back for episode 69.
Yo, 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 yo. Yo, yo, it's your boy KD, aka Mr. Randa Watson. You can find me at that handle on Instagram and Twitter, where a whole lot of foolishness on Black Twitter goes down. And yeah, we're here for episode 69. This is going to be my last one for a little bit because I got to go help defend the country a little bit. So anything that these assholes say about me in my absence is lies. And I don't appreciate it. I'm saying that now.
Okay. I mean, you know all that's getting cut out, right?
Yep, all that.
I'm protesting.
Oh, that go.
It's your boy Stone, man. Crip up a grip up. Stone El Terrible. I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back. A.K.A. Slapbox two midgets at a time. A.K.A. if you thought I was smashing your girl, nigga, I was. A.K.A. Hey, boo-boo, you looking at a bad nigga. Let's get it.
We 2 days away from The Walking Dead, man.
Yes! No, that's tomorrow.
Today, we still gotta go through the whole day.
Yeah, we gotta go through. Okay, I'll give you that one.
And I'm mad because this picture I posted, is giving away some of the show that I didn't want to know. Thanks, Facebook.
What is The Walking Dead?
What?
What? Have a seat, sir.
He watch hip hop wise, but don't even watch The Walking Dead.
That's under protest.
Hey man, since you buried under 75 feet of snow,
catch up.
Yeah, catch up real quick, man. It's about zombies. Like, dude wake up and the whole town is run over by zombies.
Oh, so they woke up like this?
Yeah, yep. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. It's pretty dope, man. I think it's like 5 seasons deep, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, 4.
But they so good. You don't even stop watching it.
Okay. I might have to check that out.
Yep. Even got a black star in there.
What? He ain't died 5 seasons?
Well, it's like 3 or 4 of them, but one is like really a star.
The other black folks get recycled.
Yeah.
There was one dude, he was like black on the show for like 10 minutes and then he was gone.
He was
like,
he's black. Huh? He came back with face paint. He was white.
Oh. Oh. How was y'all week, man?
Yeah, weekly rundowns, random talk. You know, what did I do? Oh, man, I got a sty.
That's what I did.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to go to the gym, nothing, man. Big old eye.
That's what the heck
is, man. It was my eyelid, man. Like, it wasn't ridiculous, but it was there.
Just enough to piss you off.
And why people, hey, man, your eyelid is, swept your eyelid. I was like, yeah, man.
Like you don't know.
I was like, yeah, man, that's crazy, right? I look at myself every morning. And he just stood there looking stupid.
Like, you don't think I notice here?
Yeah, man, people so dumb. And, I was putting all kind of creams and stuff on it and eye drops. And, man, that thing just go down when it want to go down.
Lost eyeball.
Yeah, shit gonna close up in a minute.
Man, I'll never leave the house. I'm trying not to look at people, huh? Yeah. Giving people short answers so they walk away.
Why you got an eye patch on? Oh, it's pirate season.
Oh.
And that's all, man. Just eye styes, man. That's it. Eye styes all week.
That's what we doing. Yep. Eye styes.
Man, this week been hectic because I'm getting ready to leave the country. So all this packing and having to out process and get shots and all this extra stuff. But that's pretty much been my week besides the Super Bowl and watching them boys get their ass rocked.
This dude said a lot of stuff about...
Really? Really?
You do.
Really?
Just 2 weeks straight now. But, dang, what was I finna say? Oh, Stone?
You know, I'm buried in this snow, so my week been shoveling. But I talked to my homeboy, man, and he just started a new job in a prison.
Ooh.
And his first three days... were very eventful.
He got raped?
No, man.
But I say a lot of stuff about ass.
Yeah, right. For real. Like, yo, the Fleece Johnson dude over here. Yo, all right. So, the very first day, man, he said a dude got caught pulling a fast one in the kitchen.
Dang. And the grits?
Yo, he said he walking with the warden. And they're talking to the dude in solitary, right? He's like, now, if I go down there and tell them animals what you was doing, they gonna want to put their hands on you. So why would you do something like that? I'm like, damn, that's the warden talking like that?
Them animals.
Mostly like, oh my God. All right, so second day, he's a new trainee, right? So they don't know the system all that good, but somebody that came in with him let somebody go in the wrong house, basically. He let him into the wrong room, and somebody walked by and saw what everybody knows happens in prison.
All of them's horny, all of them got sexual desire, so what are they gonna do? You won't let them have a woman. They gonna have each of somebody's gonna have to give us some booty, and it's just that simple.
Yeah, and dude got fired for that shit.
Wait a minute, because he let another... he let him... why they call their homes anyway? They going too far. It's
you know, hey, that's their house. You know what I'm saying?
So he let the wrong dude inmate...
into a house, and them two dudes was in there getting it in.
And then dude was like, ooh.
No, another guard came by.
Oh.
And see what was going on. Like, yo, what are you doing in here? And then they find out, old boy let him in. So you got to go. Mm. And the third day, he said he walked in. And was like, yo, what's that smell, yo? Smell like shit. And some dude said, oh, that's fucking. And he said, yo, I don't never want to get used to the smell of faggot fucking.
We're done here. That was episode 69. Yeah, folks.
We're out of here. 69. Served it well.
That is disgusting. Yo, like, yo, I never want to know what that smell is, B.
I'm never going to jail, dog.
For that reason alone.
Yo, I gotta jump off a bridge.
It's not happening, son.
Man, I thought I was going to hear something about somebody getting stabbed or shanked. No.
Oh, another thing, right? Dude got caught with a cell phone and a shank. And he said, hey, that shank mine. That cell phone, I don't know who that is. You would rather take the weapon?
I can't stab nobody with that cell phone. Y'all leave that shank. I need that.
That's funny, man. And yo, and he said he seen a dude that yeah, he got about 2 more weeks, man, before he's somebody's girlfriend.
Dang. Mm-hmm. He's been shivering.
I was like, yo, man, I never wanted to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I see it coming for that dude. He about to get it. Like, damn, yo, don't take them ramens, man. Don't take them ramens.
Don't take them ramens. Dang, that's bad. If I do, I was good, dude, I'll be signing up for every jiu-jitsu class.
That would be a certified weapon.
Protection. I'll be everything.
Dang. They just had to shoot me.
Fencing.
Man, you just got a speeding ticket. Shoot me. I ain't going to jail.
I'm going to jail. Fuck that shit.
Dang. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's crazy, B.
I'm joining the gang with the most members. Dang.
Gross.
Yeah. That shit is gross.
Grossified. Man, let's jump right into sports, man, because I want to talk about the Super Bowl.
Alright.
What was that, man?
Huh?
What was that?
What? The Super Bowl?
Yeah, what was that?
That was a display in how you can probably get your ass whooped.
That was a very one-sided fight, man. that was horrible.
Man, and the worst thing about it, I didn't even see have like the first quarter, because last year I had brought this Dairy Queen cake, right? Mm-hmm. Had it in my freezer. Like, yeah, we take it to my boy's house for the Super Bowl. I ain't had one in a while. Man, he don't even live that far. I put it in the car, got to his house, the whole cake was soup.
I remember you telling us that last year.
I was heated. Because they had their 49ers fans, so I had it like Ravens colors. I was ready.
I remember that.
Man, I had that soup cake, and they was all clowning me like, yeah, get Ravens cake out of here. So I was trying to like scoop up the soup.
The remnants.
Yeah. So this year I was like, I took me a Nike duffel bag and filled it full of ice. And then I went in there. Well, I had it in the cooler and the duffel bag. So I put the cake in the duffel bag and poured all the ice on it. So I got it there safe. And then I'm trying to hurry up and watch the game, and I put it in the refrigerator.
Mm-mm. I forgot.
Soup cake. We almost lost to the gear, but we saved it at the end. I was like, dog, this would happen 2 years straight. And you know, them cakes cost bread.
Yeah.
So, I missed the national anthem.
Oh, man. Shout out to that lady for not singing the national anthem long enough.
For real. Yo, yeah. And she had to speed up, though. That's what I was kind of hurt about.
Dog, she turned in the ball in the middle.
Yeah, man, she sped up, dog. I was sitting there watching the clock like, yeah, this is good money. Bitch.
I'm like, come on, man, because I see, like, I was trying to find out what happened. So I seen your post that this is like good money. I was like, yeah, but that's only what I see.
Yeah, I as soon as it went off, I'm like, damn it. Yeah. Man, well, yo, I knew, I hate to say it, man, but I knew it was downhill for the Broncos after that safety.
That safety, very man. First play.
I'm like, oh, this ain't gonna turn out.
I said, this is an omen. That's the same thing I said.
Dude, I was on my app trying to refresh. I seen safety. My heart dropped because I was finna put, $60 on that safety.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it and I was like, man, because I was like, $60. I don't feel like building this money, trying to build this money up. So I'm just trying to put it on something with a big odd.
Yeah.
Then I was like, this safety. And then I was like, man, that's just throwing a 60 away. So I scrolled off of it and put it on something that ended up losing. But I was so mad, man. That would have been $2,400, man.
Yeah, I was like, I know she was going off at big odds, man.
First play,
dude. I could not believe it. So I'm driving. Some dude that don't watch football, I told him to watch Super Bowl. He's like, man, this is what I got to look forward to. He texts me like, it's already like 10 or 9, something, 0.
It was 5-0.
I'm like, what's going on?
It was 8-0. That's what it was. They kicked two field goals, and then after that, it just went straight downhill. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Percy Harvin came out there like he been playing football all year and ran past everybody.
That's another bet. Dude was like, I believe Percy Harvin gonna return one.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dude, whatever. And he's like, I'm putting my money on it. Dude, he returned one. I went straight to Twitter. Dude was all celebrating, like, yep, he put that money on there.
Hell yeah. Like every crazy bet, dog, went off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Every crazy shit actually made money, dog.
Interception return for a touchdown was bank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The dude who did that interception for a touchdown also did the field goal dunk.
Yep.
Did the field goal dunk. Yep. Dang. And then another one was what was another one? A no-name person, like, who wasn't expected to get the MVP, got it.
Yep. That shit was crazy, dog.
All in all, I ended up making $500, so it was a great Super Bowl for me.
Man, no doubt.
Because second half, they had the line dumb for, like, who going to win the second half? They had Denver, because, like, everybody expects, Denver to make a little run. So I was like, man, it's halfway over. I really can't make no money unless I put my money on Seattle.
Yeah.
So I got to root for them to score more than Denver. And I was like, man, it's probably gone. Put it in there. It ran that thing back, and it just kept going downhill. I was like, yes, the Super Bowl turned great.
Yo, man, the world was hurt, man, with this Super Bowl.
It was a waste of time.
Not for Seattle.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, oh, Denver, man, it's Super Bowl sucks. Only because your team's not winning, B. That's the only thing that's wrong about this Super Bowl.
For it was people a boring in Seattle, Super Bowl.
43 man. Points is boring?
Dude, it was so fun for me because every time they scored, my money was closer.
For real, so, I was like, yo.
I was like celebrating every time they smashed them interception fumble. Dude, it was great. I was so happy.
I mean, in that aspect, I'm talking about as far as a competitive game, it was just like, man, y'all going out there and just getting waxed.
Man, they did get worked. I was like, you know,
it was more interesting to see what Seattle was gonna do to Denver rather than seeing what Denver was actually gonna do after the second half. After Percy Harvey returned that ball, I was like, let me see what Seattle gonna do to Denver now. That's the only reason why I kept watching.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my two homeboys that let me get my first justified lunch money off on Facebook. I appreciate that.
Stupid.
We working together, brother. Look, man, so I put the joint up. Why are people still taking shots at Sherman?
Dude, oh, they was on Twitter calling him all kinds of
monkeys.
They say he didn't do nothing. You got hurt. You didn't do nothing.
And that's the shit that, like, come on, man. Now you just wishing bad on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to take it that far, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then, so I put that up. Dude was like, oh, man, fuck Sherman. I'm like, okay.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I'm like, I understand that from a 49ers fan. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you got robbed, whatever. Y'all lost. Deal with it. Then he like, oh, but he's a scumbag. And I'm like, oh, really?
There we go.
Like, yo, when did it get that shit? I'm like, okay, you talking about him being a scumbag. Like, going to tell somebody good game and they mush you in your face. That's scumbag shit, right? And that's what the player on your team did. So he the fucking scumbag. This dude was just passionate about winning this game. And then they just kept going. And he's like, oh, I don't like him because he was an asshole to Skip Bayless. He was an asshole to an asshole. And you don't like him for that? You
know? Really?
What's funny is, what's the difference between him being an asshole to Skip Bayless but you being one on that post?
Yeah.
Like, you know, only difference is that he's open where everybody can see him.
Yeah. And they went off. They both went off on two tangents, right? Mm-hmm. Bam. Lunch money. Lunch money, dog. But, like, I wanted to say, this is what I really should have said, and then hit him with the lunch money. If Richard Sherman was on your team, everything he does would not be a problem. The only thing that you have wrong with what he's doing is that he's on a team that you don't like, that you don't root for.
Yep.
Yep.
Man, what's up?
Lunch money.
It's confused.
Yeah, they're like, what is this?
I knew the game was over right before halftime, when Payne Manning threw a slant pass to Demaryius Thomas. And old boy was coming from that left side from the right about to hit him. And he folded up and missed that pass.
Yeah.
When he did that, I was like, they scared. They don't want to take these hits no more.
Seattle was hitting.
They was hitting them boys hard.
Every play. Ain't matter what the. Every time somebody touched the ball that wasn't Peyton, they was getting scooped up, slammed, getting hit by 3-4 people. Wes Welker, I know he got rocked one time. Decker caught a pass. He got rocked. I was like, these boys out here hitting. It was like 3 or 4 just swarming towards the ball. I was like, ain't no country for old men here.
Yo, but even Peyton, I think Peyton got touched more than he got touched all year.
Yeah, he did. He did.
They was laying them hands on that boy. I was like, man, Peyton ain't gonna be able to stand up to this, man.
And then the meme started.
Man, they are so fast and so brutal, man.
And Peyton on the phone, hey, Olivia Pope. She said, sorry, I can't handle this.
Mom, can you come get me? I want to go home.
Oh, that was funny.
Beyonce hit the lights. I was like, oh, man.
Hey, Eli, with that. You see Eli looking down at him?
Yeah.
This mother. They didn't even show the dad, did they?
Nope.
See, that not boy that be hiding, man.
Yeah.
And then another bet that I don't know how. The Omahas, you couldn't hear anything he was saying. So how do you know? I guess they would have probably had to give you your money back for that.
I don't even think he said Omaha.
I don't either, but we couldn't hear him. It was so loud. Like, it was basically a Seattle home game in there.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty much.
Which is another ridiculous thing.
For real? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, all y'all get over to New York so fast.
I came from the other side of the country, dog. Like, damn.
Did you see the pictures? One dude from our high school went to the game.
Oh, did
he? Yeah, and they, like, took a whole... Like, they traveled. They was with Sherman's brother. So, like, they was all just... Man, they was deep, dog.
Damn.
It looked crazy.
Man, what was it? The next day when they had that parade, did you see the pictures of the dude, the 49ers fan, who walked straight through downtown with his gear on?
That was funny, dog.
I'm surprised that dude didn't get touched on, man.
I'm serious.
They open that like the Red Sea. You just see him walking alone. Everybody looking. Yo, like, if that was Atlanta, he would have got dropped.
He would have got murked.
Yeah, for real.
He'd have been sitting out there in Seattle butt naked and in a coma. God, I thought they was going to kill Ant. And Atlanta won.
I know, right? Dang. They had to win that game. Jesus.
That was crazy, B.
Now, what about this? You heard about your boy Thiago Silva?
Yeah, didn't he snap? I heard so many different things. Like he snapped.
He
put
his entire mind.
He put a gun in his wife's mouth. And
he was charged with 2 counts of attempted murder after threatening an estranged wife late Thursday. Mm-hmm. And he barricaded himself. Didn't he go to the gym about to stick up everybody?
Yeah.
Talking about the coach supposedly was, well, man, I say he was messing with his wife.
No. A
little justified. You know, messing around with the UFC fighter's wife.
You deserve this.
Yeah.
For real.
He pulled that, what's your boy's name? Andrew Bynum?
Yeah.
Dang, I ain't gonna mess with that man's wife, man. I wonder how he found out. Somebody snitched or...
He found a picture or something like that.
Or did they get an argument? She was like, that's why.
Don't never do that. Especially with an MMA fighter. That's why I'm fucking the coach. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Okay. Nah, she ain't say that because he would have put them paws on her.
He did put his paws on her.
I'm talking about she would have been asleep like a... Who was a guy knocked out? Like Bronner.
Oh, that ain't right.
He was barricaded in the joint in the gym. A standoff with the SWAT.
What?
Oh man, in Florida, we can never get away with
it. Stay losing down here.
Why is there so much going on in Florida, but I never see none of it?
Stay losing.
Florida is the hot spot for some reason.
The situation began around 7:45 p.m. local time in Florida when police were called to the scene. From the arm, assailant went back to his home and barricaded himself inside the house. A SWAT team member surrounded the home while trying to negotiate his surrender. At 11:15 p.m. Hold up, was that a.m.? Okay, 7:45 p.m. to 11. That's, man, that's too long to be standing on. Who brought the lunch? Wonder what they eat out there.
Somebody run and get some pizza.
And we're going to be here for a minute. Go ahead and order that pizza.
That's fucked up, bro.
So I get my money back for them. His next fight. For the bet I put in there, yeah. Right?
Yo, they kicked him out of this shit, yo. Like, he will never fight in this shit again.
Yeah, he, dang, yo. Dana White ain't playing.
For real, yo.
Like, this is my image. Nope.
Oh, dude said apparently the wife was a black belt at sucking balls.
Oh! Ooh. Bing, bang, boom.
Got him, coach.
Man, speaking of got him, dog. Beyonce got the illest troll game in the world, said.
What?
Beyonce. Did y'all see that? Beyonce put a picture up of her in Blue. And the comments, right? The chicks say, I love you, Beyonce. My friends always say, I look like you. Beyonce hit it with the tag, all the people who lied to you.
Oh. Damn.
Man, that's fake. She wouldn't do that.
That's funny, man. And tag all the people who lied to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny. I don't care if it's really not. That's just funny as hell.
That's harsh. Man, you hear about these Olympics over here in Sochi?
Yeah, man. That's what I was about to get into.
They got them folks living over there bad. I wouldn't even.
What's like, I keep hearing stuff, but I never seen like no like reports of actually what's wrong.
They were talking about like the water there is like they can't drink it, they can't even wash their face with it.
Yo.
Okay, the beds are small. The toilets don't accept toilet paper. The water is yellow. And stray dogs, well, the numbers are dwindling.
Yeah, they've been shooting stray dogs in the street. Like, that was their order.
Dang, is that many dogs?
Yeah, they was like, shoot. You see them in the street, they gone. Yep. Bang, bang.
Kill them.
Got
first. I was like, where's Sochi at? Korea? And I was like, oh, never mind. Russia.
Yeah. That's, I mean, what... What do you really expect? Like any place you say you're going to have the Olympics and they got to start building shit up to accommodate everybody, it's not going to be a good time.
I don't know, because you ain't hear these complaints. What was it? Last year when they had the Summer Olympics.
This water can't be real, man.
It was in Russia?
Nah, the Summer Olympics last year was in London.
Dog. This looked like somebody peed in the cup and said, here's your water. Like somebody who's been drinking soda for the last 10 years straight.
straight, yo.
That shit, I was orange and shit.
I don't know why they're complaining about the toilet part, though. They must not know any Mexicans.
That's the other... You like the third person this week I heard say that.
Yeah, Mexicans don't flush toilet paper. And it's in the... Because I guess back in Mexico, the toilet, the pressure ain't strong enough, so it get, like, just stopped up. Because my mom, she used to... when my mom babysit all them kids, like, the Mexican kids would put the, like... They use the bathroom and put the toilet paper in the trash.
Trash, yeah.
And my mom be like, you do that at home, but don't do that over here. You put it in the thing. In the but
toilet, flush that shit.
Yeah.
My dude I worked with was telling a story about how he was, because his wife is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And she got, you know, she got Mexican relatives on her dad's side. And they came into town and, like, they had all went to, like, his homeboy's house.
Yeah.
And they did that. And his homeboy went in the bathroom and was like,
what the fuck? I had a Mexican homeboy. He said he used to wipe his ass with rocks.
Oh,
what?
Damn,
good boy, man.
The struggle is real out here.
It's bad in Mexico.
But it's crazy how, like, all right, this dude tweeted a picture of the a toilet, which is very clean, and some toilet paper in the trash, and he said, "People have asked me what surprised me the most here, and without a question, it's this." And it caps. Like, dude, that's not even, like, even if you've never seen it before, it's not that crazy. I can see if it's all over the floor.
It's some shitty paper in the trash, man. Like, you ain't ever been around a baby or nothing?
Yo, these people, like, I don't know. Like, Americans is...
bougie, man.
Yeah, that's why them other people hate us so much.
Man, come on. Americans go to a foreign country and still look at them people as foreigners.
Yeah, they lose their damn mind too. Like,
you in their country, but they still foreigners to you.
It's ridiculous, man. Anybody watched any of the Winter Olympics? I ain't seen a lick.
I don't. There's nothing interesting about the Winter Olympics to me, in all honesty, except for bobsledding. And those shoot jumps when they jump off that big ramp.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yo, this is my extent of watching the Winter Olympics. I turn the figure skating until somebody fall, laugh, and change the channel.
Dang. What about that one thing? Whoa. What about, what you call it? When they put the brushes in front of the...
Oh, man, curling? No.
Yeah, man. Curling the hard, dog.
Curling, we talked about that shit last year too.
Y'all don't watch curling?
Well, how's that a sport?
Dude, I want to be the brush dude. Matter of fact, hey, let's all try out for the next Olympics to be the brush dude.
No.
Dog, if we make it, I'm doing all kind of crazy slides across the floor, man.
John Travolta out there and shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't even understand it. And it's 21 pages of rules.
Oh.
I'm still trying to figure out who thought that putting the brush together. Putting the broom.
Somebody tweeted, dude said, "We'll trade your raw sewage bathroom for the Soshi hotel room with no Wi-Fi, no TV, no heat, no working locks." Man, welcome to being deployed, homeboy.
For real, man. Like, what is you talking about?
Man, no Wi-Fi, suckers, man. No,
when they say no Wi-Fi, you know it's a problem, B. Like, you fucking bastard.
You complaining about Wi-Fi, dog?
I got to slept on a cot.
Oh, man. This is funny, dude.
Privilege, man.
You know what? I'm not even mad at the Russian setup no more.
Hey, welcome to the real world, motherfucker.
Yeah, man, I stayed at homie's house like this, and we had a good time. Now we ain't complaining and crying.
Hell yeah. Forget that, yo.
Yeah.
Forget that, yo.
Forget that, yo. And I'm rooting against all the Americans in the Olympics
for crying.
Puss out of here.
Man, did you see the Super Bowl commercials? They were horrible.
Oh, man, which one was a teardropper for you guys?
Teardropper.
Man, don't do it again. Here we go. Forget that, yo, Thug Radio.
No, yo, like, really, I don't even...
Man, the one with the little puppy, man.
The little pussy. I don't even remember.
The one with the horse?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was dope. It was dope.
Oh, but I caught something in that commercial. All right. The lady kept running over there getting her dog, right? Mm-hmm. So were they moving when they had the dog leaving in the car?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
I don't think they were moving. I think they gave the dog away because it kept going over the fence.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were moving, and then I seen the dude driving, and then I seen the dog come out, and then the lady was back over there. I'm like, oh, man, he took homeboy girl.
Yeah. Damn, she left him. And so did the dog. Damn. It's a rough life, cuz.
Man, what's name? I think, who was it? Was it a yogurt commercial? I thought I was about to get X-rated up in there.
The yogurt commercial.
Yogurt?
I think it was yogurt. It had the dude from Full House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I dropped a little bit right there.
Yeah, I was like, oh. She had that look like, oh, I'm about to do this.
Yeah.
I was like, for real?
I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. Yo, what about the Coke commercial, man? Set the world ablaze.
Ooh, what? About the what commercial?
The Coca-Cola commercial.
Oh, okay.
Your gerbils had a quick stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, did it? Oh, shit, my bad. Get your ass together.
I don't remember the Coke commercial.
Oh, the one with the America the Beautiful?
Oh, yeah, that had all the races on a 10. That was my favorite commercial of the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm serious.
That was a good commercial, man. But, man, the races came out in full force.
Soon as it flipped to another language, I said, yep.
Here we go. Racism starts now.
They was like, this is not, you want to learn, come here and learn English and sing our anthem.
Really?
That's how they was, man.
I'm done with Coke. I'm never drinking Coke products again. Shut up.
After this six pack.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you how stupid people are, right? I'm never drinking Coke again. I'm never fucking with Coca-Cola products. And go to the store and buy a Sprite.
I'm like, yeah. That's the same thing I was saying. What is it? Powerade?
Yeah.
Powerade's vitamin water, smart water, any of that stuff. Coke products.
Yeah.
Like, take your fat ass to McDonald's. See what you're drinking.
You know what I'm saying? All Coke products, dog.
Sweet tea? Mm-hmm.
Just people are so stupid, man. Like, you know, people that don't buy certain cars because of the company that makes it?
Yeah, they're not American.
Yeah, but you ain't never noticed that, like, let's say, I don't like Ford, so I drive a Mercury. If you look at a Ford Taurus and a Mercury Sable,
they're the same car.
It's the same fucking car.
They're the same
company that makes it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, dog. Really think about the shit you're saying, man.
This is America.
For real.
So quick, I'm like, you act like white people are the only people in America. I seen one post that was like, niggers and Arabs and towers, they ain't American. Okay.
What?
All right. That's your opinion? Is that fact? Because, I mean, let's take away all the stuff that, you know, these other folks brought into the country and see where you at.
Or take into account how you got here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's an immigrant, man. So if I don't belong here, you don't belong here either, bro. That shit kills me, man. Like, I was born in America. Nigga, me too. Like, what are you talking about, man? Stop it, B.
I got a good story for this topic.
I guarantee ain't none of them served in the military either. Quick to say, oh, I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot.
Claim he's running his business under policies that are offensive and discriminatory. We talked with him, and fair warning, some of his language is harsh. News Channel 4's Ashley Cringan has the story.
Oh, this is going bad.
Gary's Chicaro's, a restaurant and bar in Enid. It's been open for more than 4 decades and carries quite the reputation.
I've been in business 44 years. I think I can spot a freak or I really don't want gays around. I don't deal with these people walking down the street with no jobs, welfare. If I reached over there and slapped the out of you, you should be offended. But to say chink, you know, or somebody called me a bigot, that doesn't bother me. Why should it bother you now? No. Not unless we were drinking and joking around or something.
That's the owner, Gary James. Now a wave of comments sweeping Facebook claim he refuses to serve blacks, Hispanics, and people with disabilities like Matt Gard.
Damn!
Certain people,
and I said people with disabilities.
He would just, this white dude went to his bar. He said he used to go there all the time and get the steak. As soon as he got hurt, came back in that wheelchair, man, get out of here. You ain't about to get the steak.
What?
Well, he an equal opportunist, so.
Yo, see? Yeah. Equal opportunist racist. Hey, but he's in Enid, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Hey, man. For 44 years. Man, that's bad.
Did you see his t-shirts?
Somebody in Enid need to burn his fucking establishment down.
I heard they did, but I don't know if that's true.
They need to. Man, that's just so much. Like, that's America in a nutshell, dog.
Dude, he got his t-shirts for his shop, for his building, got nigger, chinks, everything on it.
Oh, God, man.
I need to order one online.
Why?
Because, like you say, it's funny.
It is funny. It is funny. That is crazy.
Oh, here you go. The shirt features derogatory slogans against homosexuals. It has the N-word on the front and threatens violence against Muslims, minorities, and Democrats. James says he is proud to wear that shirt.
That is crazy.
Dang. His building looked like a trailer, though, with a door.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it need to burn down.
With a blanket over the front.
For health code reasons and shit.
That steak must be good. If homeboy on the news mad, he can't get that steak. Steak,
because I got wounded.
Needs it.
I lost it.
They got all the best cuts.
Oh my God, man. I gotta buy more pistols. I can't deal with this no more.
Oh, yeah, now we can go to, let's see what else we got in sports. Denver Meltdown, Legion of Boom, Super Bowl, NFL, and weed.
There you go. Some people wanted us to call them about this, man.
No. All right. Let's hit them up.
Call Tyrone.
Tyrone who?
Your brother.
Oh, you better call. Can we play Call Tyrone in the background?
Yeah.
You better call. Is my topic? Holler at me.
Call him. Anybody got the number?
You ain't got your brother's number?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Come on, man. And I'm going to type in the next one. Call. Yo, did anybody hit you up?
Yep, I got a few numbers.
Okay.
I'm called one doing the Black History Extravaganza.
Yeah, I got a two 10-question games.
Word.
If we got time, we can just go through one. One's true or false, and I ain't really like that one.
Let me see. How do I add to the... Man, I don't know how to do this, man. If I call him, I'm about to hang up on y'all. Hold up. Go to view. Call them. Come on, come on, come on. Baby, we're gonna take a music break.
You want me to call?
Yeah.
Put the number into what's name.
Hold on, where did I get back to the chat? Man, we're gonna take a music break. this week it will be Dipset. I keep computers putin. Root is rootin. Tooted the dude my fruit and magula. Forget that your radio.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on. Fuck with your boy. Yeah, it's Santana. What you got? Hey man, let me see you do this. Yellow, yeah, freaking. Yeah man, I'm back at it. Come on. Today's a new day. Got the bootay up in the suitcase. So go uptown to Harlem, tell them that I sent ya. Yep. Tell them it's August, I'm going to November. Yeah. I need a couple birds, get abroad, have them sent up. Yes. Call my bird, get my broad, have her sent up. Please. Call my niggas, call my squad, have them sent up. Please. Yeah. I see a town I'm liking. See some niggas getting money in a town, I like it. Yeah. I run up on them with the pound and light it. Like it's my block now, alright, kid. He understood me quite clear. Then that thing bang out and rang out the side of his right ear. And I got back to my business, back to my bitches, back to the kitchen at Pyrex Vision. Pop, I let that white stuff sit in. Get hard, get rock, get to the block and pitching. Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is how I'm living, and this is how I'm getting. Come fuck no more with this
old hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey. I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the channels, watching how the gangsters do it. Say with me. I stood alone, getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich. Watch
Now I see death around the corner. Gotta stay high, now, will I survive in a city where the skinny niggas die? No. It's the city where the skinny niggas ride, Four, five, send me on their side, Twisted when they drive, Lick a shot, Big poppin' pop, One more for Shine locked inside, Two more for Cam for taking over the rock, It's my year, so Okay. Y'all can't fuck with me, no way.
What?
Jose or Hector Camacho. Never. Check blowin' Racho, just closing tacos. Motherfucker, I'm the best. I told y'all before, I showed y'all before. Hey,
I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the channels, watching how the gangsters do it.
Say with me.
I stood alone, getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich,
watching Shab, clocking math,
Okay, I'm with you, Santana. It's the union right here. Let's do it one time. Dipset, bitch.
I'm on the west side of Chicago looking for a bus stand. Make me put my two arms up. Touchdown, you stay in touch now. But when I touch down, I'm like buckshot, shorty, duck down. Yeah, I'm must clown, I'm from Harlem uptown. When we flash money, take your bitch and ask you what now. Bird flip a dozen, chicks is dicks, they suckin'. Swallow my kids, go and kiss they cousin. Guess they kissin' cousins, toy is kissin' muffin. Worse than that, they go home and kiss they husband. This shit's disgusting, keep the chickens cluckin', keep the pigeons buggin'. This on my wrist is nothing. It's just yellow hearts and pink diamonds. Where I get the money for this, don't think rhyming. You fucking with Pablo, Bravo, Mario, Via Bono, Ho, Tato.
I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the channels, watching how the gangsters do it.
Say with me.
I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey. I stood alone getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich,
watching Shab clock your math.
Dipset. All right, before we get on this call, let me play these voicemails real quick.
We got voice. We got voice measles.
Two voice measles. My knees weasels. Here we go.
Hey, yo, man. This Chris 821, man. I'm here, man, chilling, man, listening to Forget That Yo Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to send a shout-out to my man, Stonehenge, man. It was really good, man. On the terrible, holla at your boy, man. And everybody up there, I forget that your radio, you dig? Word of the mother, man. Harlem, man. We here, man. One.
Harlem.
Stand up, man. Some song about.
And that was right on time. And we played Dipset. And we had Harlem in the building. See, man, we do it for Harlem, B.
I appreciate it, brother. I'm going to come down there and holler at you as soon as we thaw out up here.
I want to go, man. We got one more.
What's happening? This is OPSEC. Just want to call and say congrats on getting 500 likes and above. And keep doing the damn job. It's funny. It's hilarious, especially working in the environment I'm working in. So keep doing the damn thing. And let's talk about comedy and being politically correct. Does it need to be diversitized? Especially if somebody's not, let's just say, funny. They don't meet the parameters of what we as minorities consider funny. So stay blessed. And I'm out.
All right. OPSEC. That is the worst nickname ever, man. I don't get it. But I say people take it funny too far, man. I heard nothing wrong if it's funny. But on Black History Month, all them memes with the he was the first to do this. Hey, man, they just make a joke about everything, man.
Some of them is funny, though, man.
Man, they made funny to the dudes that was on that slave ship hanging by trees.
See, I didn't see that one.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
What they would have thought of the joints was funny. I don't know. I just think it need to be a line drawn because now everything's a joke. Like, nothing serious anymore. If we can't take it serious, why should
anybody else?
Yeah, yeah, why should that? Like the lady who lit the torch at the Olympics, who tweeted a picture of Obama and his wife with the holding up the banana in front of their face.
Oh,
now why is people getting outraged, but everything else is funny? You know what I'm saying? It's all funny now.
Yeah, well, it got to be limits. But the sad part about it is it's us doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's why it's a green light.
Yeah. I mean, but it goes to, like, you ever watch a comedian? Say you watch a black comedian, right? Mm-hmm. They can make all the jokes in the world about racist shit, racist white people, all that type of shit. White people do this, black people do that. A white person can't do that. A white comedian can't do that. Like, they have to walk a very fine line, or else, you know what I'm saying, the wolves gonna come out.
Mm-hmm. Word.
That's wild, man. Like, I don't even care no more. It's just open season now, because it's like, because now, like, if you, like, when I go through the timeline, like, all them N-words do this, N-words do that. It used to be just black people posting it. Now, it's white people do it more than black people. And it's a joke. So it's like, how can you be upset? That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Because it's getting so oversaturated now. It's like, man, don't nothing matter no more.
We get trolled so much nowadays. It's not even surprising when stuff happens. Somehow you'd be like, oh, well, that sucks, but all right.
Like, back in the day, man, them dudes, they banded together. Now, it's like you got half on the right, half on the left. So, it's like... No, but that's my whole boy, though, man. We cool. All right.
If y'all was real cool, that shit wouldn't happen.
You know what I'm saying? You was the only black friend, but all right.
Did you see that, what was it? That What the Funny video? I know you seen it. I don't know if you seen it, Stone. The one with the two black dudes and the white dude in the car.
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect example.
They was going to work, and one of the black dudes got out the car to go get something, and the other dude was sitting in there, and they was listening to, what was it, Jay-Z or something? And, yeah, they was listening to Niggas in Paris. And what was like, go ahead and say nigga, it's all right. White dude was like, no, I can't do it. And he was like, nah, it's just me and you cool. And then he finally worked up and was saying he was going along to song. I'm with my niggas in Paris and we going gorillas. And then the other black dude came and he said, what's up, nigga? And he said, whoa, that was not cool.
No, he slapped him in the head, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he slapped him upside the head, but the other dude was like, whoa, that was not cool. The one that told him to do it the whole time was like, whoa, that was not cool.
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, you gonna turn it on him. Damn, like, oh, yo, he got slapped. Pow! Like, what? Well,
that was not cool. That's fucked up. Oh, man.
I forgot what we was finna do. Oh, the call.
Yeah. The marijuana in the NFL.
Add to call. Oh, here we go. How'd I get the stupid thing off there, though? Oh, man. You maybe. If I call. Can I just call it? Okay, add people. Okay, here we go.
Marriage final.
And it's ringing. What? Oh, there we go. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what are you in, a circus?
I'm at the gym.
Oh, yeah, the gym gets swollen up, huh?
Of course. Always.
Man, just forget that your radio, man. We had to call you about a topic, and you ain't being in the gym.
Yeah, let's pass on that topic today.
hell. Nah. All right, then. We'll holler at you later.
All right, man.
All right, peace.
Yeah. Hey, he was pissed off.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I bet you at the gym.
That man was mad that you interrupted his set. Hello.
My music just stopped and everything.
I was on my 1300 push up. You fucked me up.
Alright, so did y'all see the interview on one of them shows on ESPN where they had two dudes talking about the weed in the NFL?
Nah, I ain't see it.
Man, because they had... Dang, I wish I could find it. I forgot what show it was on. But he was like... The black dude was like, yeah, man, I think it... Like, all the people I know who do it, it's helping them. And the other dude, he wasn't having it. He's like, it's stupid. And it shouldn't be in there. Like, he was going off. So, like, before they can even, like, start arguing, the host dude, he, like, switched up the whole thing. Like, well, we got to go to break. And,
this is gonna get angry. But like I've seen a couple of shows where people are talking about it, and they actually did, you know, that real sports with Brian Gumbel.
Yeah,
they were talking to a guy that he's like, weed is the only thing that helps him. Like with all this pain, he did like 10 years in the NFL. And with his pain and all that shit, weed is the only thing that stops the pain.
He need to get some Soma.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. Let's hear what that, somebody else got to say.
Who else we calling?
Benito.
Is that Toro?
Oh, he want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, you already put the number in there?
Yeah.
Copy. Add people. Damn. I'm getting the hang of this. Wait a minute. I thought I was. It's not letting me add. Oh, come on, man. Oh. I don't know what's going on. Add people to the call. Ow.
Oh. Oh, no.
It won't let me.
Big Snoop Dogg.
He's stupid. I got the number in there. It just, droid.
You gotta click out of the box and then hit add.
I did, and it goes away. Then I.
There you go.
Oh, I know why it didn't work. And it had a area code. I mean, the one. Maybe this will work. One. Y'all done up and done it. Okay, here we go. Y'all done up and done it. They're looking at the phone like,
Who would this be?
Who is this? Did I pay my water bill last
night? Hello?
Hey, what up, what up? Forget that, yo, radio.
Oh, what's up, man?
What up, man?
Not much, bro. Who this?
Forget that, yo, radio, cuh. It's Stone. Okay. Stone, the Black Hawk, KD.
What up, what up?
Okay. What up?
We was calling you about the weed in the NFL.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
What would you, what's your thoughts about that?
Hey, if the brother's hurt or in pain, that's the best thing to do is give him the weed, man. You know? I mean, it's better than aspirin and Motrin, you know? So, might as well, as long as for medication, you know?
So, should it be like, you think it should be like a, like smoking whenever they need, or they have like a set amount for a season?
I think set amount for what they need for the injury, but as far as recreational use, yeah, just give them a limit.
All right.
I don't see why not, you know?
Yeah.
They grown men. It's just like alcohol, you know? You got to know how much you can take. So, same thing. So, just set them a limit. Ration card or something.
Yeah, word.
You know? <Yeah. laughs> You know? Just don't bother me, or you're going to feel the heat. That's it.
No doubt.
You know, you can do whatever you want. Just leave me alone, you know?
Gotcha.
So that's it, man. You know, I'll keep them in prayer, but just enjoy it, you know? Everything on this earth was meant to be used for the good. You just got to make it, you got to make sure you use it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... It's everybody's responsibility. So, if it's good for you, then hey, amen to that. You know. So, like I said, just leave me alone. Use your thing. Just leave me alone.
Word. All right, man. Appreciate your input.
Word. All right, my man.
All right, we'll holler at you.
I holler.
All right, peace. Please. One
leave
up.
Leave me alone.
I was also thinking, what about the states that don't allow medical marijuana yet?
Yeah.
Would you have to fly out to that state?
Probably.
That's too much work.
then you also got to think about this, right? As an NFL player, when you play in certain stadiums, you have to pay the taxes for that state.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you then bound by those states' laws?
I would say, yeah.
So, if like you're smoking in Colorado, you got a game in Denver. I mean, not Denver. You got a game, say, in Florida. Well, if you got marijuana on you, now you can be arrested.
I'm confused. What?
I'm saying if it's legal, it's okay for you to smoke it in the state where you live. But with your job, you go to a different state.
Oh. And you know they're going to be doing, like, especially if it's a big game, they're going to have them cops checking them.
The bags and
the
shit.
The bags and everything.
The plane and everything, yo.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were saying, like, let's just say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if they went to Denver or Seattle to play a game where it is legal, mm-hmm. would they be, you know, with them having to pay taxes there, would it be okay? But I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is my thing, right? Everybody keeps thinking that I keep saying that, oh, marijuana is a gateway drug and it fucks up your brain cells and all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think the fucking stuff they're giving them now is doing? Like, some of these dudes is getting level 3 narcotics for pain and getting addicted to it. That's okay because it's doctor prescribed.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, I see where you're going. Like, you're saying they giving, because you got folks who get addicted to pain. Cause look at Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get addicted to this. The shit you're giving them is 10 times worse than marijuana. But that's okay.
That's how they provide justification, because it's legal. But you can abuse, I mean, you can abuse any drug.
Yeah.
You can use any drug.
Man,
so.
This would never happen, dude. They would never make this legal.
What?
For sports people to be smoking weed. Because, you know, they're going to have fake doctor notes and everything. Half of them ain't going to be doing it for pain.
Yeah. Like, yo, like, I was watching Sports Nation, man. He was like, dudes used to say, like, before practice, I'm going to go to the car, smoke real quick. Why? Why do you need that before practice, dog? Like, I would say after practice, yeah, because you banged up. But before practice, like, now you just getting high to get high.
You just doing it.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't got no medicinal use in it.
Yeah, so I don't ever see it going through.
I say they should legalize it for they should have, like, part of their retirement package. They should include a prescription for it for the retired folks.
Yeah.
Because they done took all those bangs and bruises and...
Why are you breathing like you 400, though?
Because I was standing up. Yeah, I was doing push-ups during the show. Trying to stay strong.
This dude.
The workout don't wait, homie. The workout don't wait.
Yeah, so I don't... my vote is not B. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I don't think it's gonna happen, man. Because I don't think they can regulate it enough to make enough money off of it, so they're not gonna deal with it.
I can't even believe it's really, like, they actually talking about it on TV, though. That's crazy.
For the sports players or period?
Oh, I'm talking about sports.
Oh, okay.
Now, the NFL, man, they got their hand in everything that happens with them players, man. So if they can't regulate that to make enough money off of it, they're not gonna deal with it.
Yeah.
Yep, so, well, guys, you better get some, re-up your, Advil.
Oh, man, since we're talking about drugs, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Man.
Oh, yeah. What, he had an OD?
Yeah.
You know what? That stuff happens all the time with them actors and singers and stuff like that. My thing is, why the manhunt for the heroin dealer who sold it to him.
Yeah.
They had a manhunt?
Yeah.
They arrested 3 people.
So, but Whitney Houston's dealer, they didn't care about?
Yeah,
no.
Nah.
Cool.
I think they were trying to say that...
I get it.
I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think that's the case. But on the other hand, I think they were trying to say that what he was given was laced with something, because there were other deaths, too.
Yeah, it was a bad strand of heroin. But still... I did not make you take this.
Exactly.
I know, right?
You do. Like, everybody's upset. I mean, God bless the dead, man. You know what I'm saying? But I really have no sympathy for some shit you did to yourself. You willingly put these drugs in your body, dog. Everybody, nowadays, everybody know drugs is bad. You ain't supposed to do that shit. And you willingly did that after 23 years of not doing it. So you have the willpower to stay away from this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it and you die. And now it's a
tragedy.
It's a tragedy. Nah, man. Yo, you did that to yourself.
Why'd they give me that talent?
I'm serious.
Let me be up there.
That's repeatedly that right there is repeatedly why I don't have no sympathy for folks like that. I'm like, you know what? It's a sad thing that they died, but at the same time, you know, what are you going through in Hollywood that's so bad that you have to
kill yourself to using drugs, man?
Drugs,
you know what I'm saying?
In that capacity,
for real.
You know,
like yo, you lie for a living. That's what you do. You pretend to be somebody else. That's every kid's dream. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. There's nothing harder. I work hard. No, you don't. How you working hard, B?
All these people on Facebook with them sad posts, they should be the ones doing the drugs.
For real, man. I'm like, man.
Those folks, I'd be like, shut up. Name me something besides the obvious, and without Googling it, name me something that he's done significant that you can think of off the top of your head.
Along Came Polly.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Truman Capote.
I wasn't talking about you. You're going to rattle him off.
I'm sorry. But for real, I understand what you're saying, man. Like
okay, I understand Michael Jackson, you know, when...
Wait a minute. Dude say he told the truths.
I'm not saying, you know, cause I don't know what happened. You know, I honestly believe that he didn't mean to kill Michael Jackson. He was following orders and whatnot, and it just went bad after he had been doing it for so long. But you know, Michael Jackson, you can understand, like, he was always in the spotlight for something, whether it be negative or positive.
Yeah,
you can point out something. But like Paul Walker, when he passed away, name something besides Fast and Furious and what was that other movie, Joyride, that he did, that you can name off the top that you so devastated.
See? I can't. You know what I'm saying? But that's with anybody that's famous. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not anybody. It's specific. It's white people.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Tupac.
Okay. Tupac. That's black people still holding that.
Yo, and Biggie holding it hard, son. Like, yo.
Because when that dude that was on that show, the famous Jet Jackson, died.
Nothing.
He committed suicide. The dude from Glee, didn't he overdose?
Yeah.
Or did he commit suicide too?
He overdosed.
Okay, when the dude from Glee died,
nothing.
It was all up in the news. Everybody was sad. They had a farewell episode and whatnot. Dude from Famous Dead Jackson committed suicide. And they were just like, oh, well, he was on this show and this one and he killed himself.
For real? Yo, nothing, dog. Like, even in, like, I was watching one of them ABCs this year in Memoriam, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't on there.
Yeah. And
yo, I was heated, son. I was like, yo, are you kidding me? How the hell you not gonna put this man up there? And even when they did it, like, at the SAG Awards or some shit like that, my man was on screen for 3 seconds, son. They ain't even put his name up there. Just showed his face and moved on to the next one.
This
I
guy.
Was like, come on, B. This is ridiculous, man. Like, yo, they don't even care, man. I'm like, come on. But yeah. Back to niggas
in Paris?
And Tupac.
Oh.
Like, yo, that is still to this day a touchy subject for some people, man.
Some people.
Like, yo, I love Pac. Pac don't know you. You see? He don't care nothing about you, son.
No.
For real, yo, like, he don't know you. He don't care about you, man. Like, yo, he don't even care if you buy his music. But you is getting Tupac tattoos and shit. Like, come on, B.
2 Chainz got a new tennis shoes.
And they're whack.
Linked up with Adidas. Too good to be TRU shoe line.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something that happened to me one time. That this is why I feel a certain way about the Tupac shit. This dude, we was having a conversation, and he said, man, I love Tupac. Okay. Some niggas feel that way. And then he got into an argument with his baby mama. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I got love for my kids. What? So you love Tupac that you don't know, but you just have love for your kids? You're a fucking moron. You need to kill yourself right now.
Man, he got love for the little suckers, bae.
I'm like, hey, man, take this pistol and go over there and kill yourself, B, because you was lost your mind, son.
Yo, how we not talk about Zimmerman versus DMX?
Man. Oh. First off, I'm still mad about this whole deal, about the whole boxing match, because it's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. But I'm kind of worried that DMX might lose his fight.
Oh, nah, man. DMX gonna get worked.
Nah. Bleed a 40-year-old crackhead, he gonna get destroyed.
For real. A 43-year-old crackhead going up against a dude that outweighs him by 100 pounds, man.
The dude that lied and said he got his instructor to lie on the stands to say there's no way he could fight. He's not a fighter, blah, blah, blah. Zimmerman talking about he's not good at fighting. But he's training every day now.
Now he's a boxing enthusiast.
Now he's a boxer. Oh, man.
Here's the deal. This cat said, I will fight all black people.
Didn't he really say that?
No, he said black people included.
Oh.
I'll fight. This dude said all black people. One by one. Starting with DMX.
It's going to be a line at the ring.
But he said he would fight anybody, right? The game was stepping up to box that dude.
Dog, would you pick the game? Come on. Would you pick the game or DMX?
No. I get what you're saying. Because I want to go against the game. But he said, I will fight anybody. So if you fight anybody, the game should have been your first. He's the first one to step up. You should be like, all right, let's do it then.
Well, the game was like the first, like, celebrity they put on blast. But it was over like 30,000 people.
Yeah, I bet.
So you, I mean, you could 15,000. So you could say that about any. Like, if he picked another dude, you could have said, "Well, why did he pick DMX?" Like, he can't pick 15,000.
You know what he reminds me of though? Do you remember that? I know Stone probably know. I don't know about you, Ant. But you remember that movie Hollywood Shuffle?
Hell yeah!
No.
Remember when? See, that's why I said it. But remember when Robert Downey Jr. Robert Townsend had walked into that room when he was playing a detective, and he punched the small dude, and it was a bunch of big dudes
now,
around.
Hold on. Let me tell the whole story. All right, man. First of all, he walked into a dance studio, and it's nothing but grown black men in tutus dancing to some old funny music and shit, right?
Yeah.
So he's a private investigator. He's trying to get information about somebody that got killed. So he go to the smallest dude in there, and he's like, hey man, I'm looking for Jerry Curl. I'm Jerry Curl. And then somebody else say, I'm Jerry Curl. And then some dude out the back, bigger, you remember the black karate dude from every movie with the afro?
Yeah.
He come out there like, I want some, right? So he, the small dude he started talking to, he smacked the shit out of him, right? And when the big black dude said, I want some, he go to the little small dude on the ground, you want some more? You want some
more? I gotta watch it.
That's who Zimmerman remind me of. Like, everybody stepped up. He was like, no, I'm gonna go with the small crackhead.
Hell yeah.
Nah, I'm putting this on record right now. If this thing happens, which it shouldn't, I don't even know how this came up, and I don't know who even put it on. It's crazy. And announced it on Trayvon's birthday. That's even crazier. But if DMX get in that ring and get worked like Sticky Fingers did in that celebrity match, I'm taking them Barry Bond. I'm taking them Sammy Sosa pills. I'm lightening my skin, dog.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna start just claiming full Puerto Rican, dog.
I'm Dominican.
Yeah, that's even better. I'm about to take about 4 Spanish classes. Spanish 1, 2, 3 info. I ain't black no more.
I just need enough to order food.
I'm Dominican.
Roast so. Pollo. Si. That's all, man. I need.
Yo. A dude in Germany said, I was like, yo, man, you speak German? He said, I speak enough German to get some pussy.
Oh my God.
That's how much Spanish I'm gonna learn.
Yeah, I heard that the man sues Colgate because he went 7 years without a woman while using the Colgate toothpaste product.
Come on, kid.
Sues Colgate, dog.
What are we doing?
7 years. Now, come on, dude. After the first year, switch your toothpaste up, bro.
How many times did you go to the dentist between then? You know what I'm saying? The toothpaste might not even be the problem. It might just be your yuck mouth, man.
7 years, he couldn't get a woman because he's using Colgate.
Come on. I bet you fat. Hairy, shitty, stank. But it's the toothpaste. Come on, B.
Ooh, not the fresh maker, I see. Y'all see the teen who was facing suspension for taking a selfie with a dead body on a field trip?
Yeah. What?
The world is crazy, dog.
Duh. I don't know. It's just savage life now.
Yeah, it's just anything to get a reaction, man.
Well, we got something uplifting from Stone. Was it Stone? One of y'all told the story about the negative balance in the lunchroom?
Yeah.
Man steps up and pays off all the students' negative lunch account balances.
Word.
Dope.
No more throwing your lunches away, kids. Yeah.
Yo, would you do that? If you were just holding bank, dog, would you do that?
Not if it was a bunch of kids with KD's homeboys.
Yeah. You know how people like give money to charities and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all know all that money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go.
Uh-huh.
I would like to think if I was holding heat like that, man, I would find just one person that really needed help and, you know what I'm saying, help them out.
Oh, man, that's like my whole setup if I ever won like that lottery, that 500 mil.
Yeah.
That's all y'all was going to see on Facebook. I'm just rolling around finding random people.
Yeah.
Like, hooking them up, like paying their car payments.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pay their house note for like 3 months, like help, just helping everybody out. That junk would be fun.
But not the people that I want to give it to you if you're gonna appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Not I pay your bill off and then you gotta tell people, yeah, I got this old sucker ass nigga pay my bills. Damn.
No, my joint gonna be documented, man. It's gonna be a whole. I was gonna have an Instagram page and everything. It's gonna be dope. Like,
see, but then that's gonna bring out the false flag, as I say. You know what I'm saying? The people that's gonna tell you, "Oh, I need help," to get some money.
But you ain't gonna be able to. It ain't gonna be like that because I'm gonna be just like rolling around. Ain't gonna be no contacting me.
Oh, they'll find a way. If you start doing that, man, you know how many voicemails we're gonna get up here.
Dude, but you know me, I don't care. Delete. Like, I'm just gonna be in the street.
Lunch money.
I don't care, dude. I do not care about.
You already know they start contacting the show like that. You know they looking for something.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me holler at the Black Hawk, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, just think about Anthony's troll game when that start happening.
Ugh.
It's going to be brutal, dog, because he got the funny money to back it up.
This one, what podcast was I listening to? Dang, I listened to some podcasts, and they, I think it was the Black Astronauts, and, I think it was, or the Black Ink Crew, but him and one of his homeboys had went around, like just helping people, like that's what they did, like on like last Saturday or something, and then like just roll around helping people and giving them money and stuff, and he said they went up to this one like group of homeless people, and they was like, "Yo, everybody who's hungry, come with us. We're gonna take you to get some food," and one of the females was like, "This taking too long. I need to do something. I got something to do. Just get me this and that," and walked off. And he was like, "Dang, dude, it was out there. It was out there foul."
Yeah, man. Yeah. See that? I don't like no unappreciative shit, man.
Like that one dude. Remember when he was in Miami and Mitch brought that dude some food?
That dude said, "I ain't want no coke. I wanted a coffee."
That dude said, "I can't drink coke."
And threw it on the ground. I was like, man.
Man, yo, you was out here. Yo, you was loving the homeless life. You got attitude and shit.
And Mitch was so cool about it because he was like, "Hey, man, you know, we were just walking along." And he was just like, "Hey, man, come with us, man. We getting ready to go get something to eat. So we was like, oh, this is dope. And he was all like, hey, man, I appreciate it, bruh, and all this stuff. And we got in line. And he hung out at the back of the store while we ordered and whatnot. Mitch came and brought him that food. He said, I ain't want no Coke. I wanted a coffee.
Yo, he'd have been a hungry, beat-up bum, dog.
He said a hungry, beat-up. We went to New York. Landry was helping everybody. This one dude was like, ah. Like, he was in a wheelchair, and it was like a hill. And he was like, can you push me to the wall? Because he was by the road. And Landry's like, I got you. Hey, man, come help me. I'm like, man, that wheelchair heavy, man. I'm sorry.
Man, that wheelchair heavy. This dude here, man.
Yeah, man. Dang, what the? Oh, that was from the lunch joint. Man, we got to get to these games. We're running out of time. Black. One of the games.
Black history. All right, let me see. I got where we at? What did I do with it? Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
They put the black in black history.
All right, we're gonna call somebody too to be another contestant. Let me see. If I can remember how to do this. You got a game up?
Yeah.
Alright. I forgot how to do this again. Here you go. I'm gonna just put it in the chat, man. Then you do that thing, that screen thing.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
You stop that right now.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Oh, they ain't even got a setup joint.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Dang.
They just got a phone. Yeah, I just use this for Facebook.
Hey, try to let Jeremy Y again. If he don't answer this time. You don't know the number by this time, dude.
Watch y'all text him and tell him, hey, man, we about to call you.
Nah, because it'll be about 20 minutes later.
I did that last time.
Oh, damn.
Let me bring this up. I think he had my phone under. Why? Why?
Man, do we gotta take a musical break again?
Nah, it's coming. Here you go.
Bing! Damn. Why that bar up? Oh, snap. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Oh, everybody there still?
Yeah.
Huh.
Who is Alabama Black?
Fudge.
See, man, this is why I can't stand people.
Yeah, Fudge is in my context. I'm like, who the hell is Alabama Black?
Got real racial in here real fast.
I'm gonna try one more.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one.
Here we go. Put this number in. Try that one. Oh, Lord.
You stop that right now.
It sure got another files up in it.
We ain't got no, what's popping on Facebook today? I had a good one in my phone that I saved. If I could still got it, I'd be on these screenshots.
There you go, through.
Oh. I wasn't even looking. Let's see. All right, here we go.
Hello?
he answered the phone with yo, yo, yo.
Hello?
Yo, what up, son? Just forget that your radio, man. What's poppin', B?
How much is it?
Man, it's the Black Hawk, son. Forget that your radio.
Oh, shit. What's up, man? What's good with you, man?
Chillin', man. What you? Can you talk for a second?
I'm over here at work, B. Let me hit you back in a little bit.
I bet.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, one.
Yo, Anthony.
Yeah.
This your number right here?
Nah, this the radio show number. We recording.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I'm going to hit you fools back in a little bit.
All right, bet.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace. This dude, man.
Who was that?
Rabbi Rez?
That sounded like him. I was like, I couldn't pinpoint it. I was like, is that Ramirez?
That's another revolutionary. He would have smoked us anyway. So I guess it's just us again.
Y'all ready?
Nah, yeah.
You thought I left? I was going to take a dookie. All right. 10 questions. Survival of the fittest, man. Billie Holiday, also known as Lady Day, was one of the greatest jazz musicians of the 20th century. She is best known for the song God Bless the Child and also Strange Fruit. What was this strange fruit a metaphor for?
Hold on.
Oh. Performances by African Americans. Wallamellum. The lynching of African Americans by African American children.
I want to say the hanging of African Americans.
Man, watermelon.
Katie got it.
What? Man, yeah. I've been drinking.
What was the name of the case that had originally put... Oh, my bad. I skipped some shit. In 1954, Brown versus the Board of Education demolished the legal basis of segregation in schools and public places. What was the name of the case that had originally put these practices in place? Washington versus Bush, Jones versus Harrison, Parker versus Funston, or Plessy versus Ferguson?
Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. B. Richards is one of African Americans who changed America. She began acting in the 1950s and continued until she died in September 2000. She starred in the 1967 film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Mm-hmm. She was nominated for the Oscar for her performance. What was the name of her character? Mrs. Everly, Mrs. Prentice, Mrs. Hayes, Mrs. Parker.
Miss Parker, boy.
Miss Hayes.
Miss Prentice.
Oh, man. Come on, man. You set me up.
How? Known as the world's greatest gospel singer, this artist was born in New Orleans on October 26th.
Mahalia Jackson.
At the age of 16, she moved to Chicago, where her gospel career would take off and change the sound of religious music everywhere. Who was she? Marian Anderson, Clara Ward, Dinah Washington, Mahalia Jackson.
I already got it.
Yeah, I want to say Mahalia Jackson, too.
Yeah, that's it. I need to say that shit quick. That's the only one you know. Who was the first male black actor to win Best Actor for the Oscar? Denzel, Bill Cosby, Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Halle Belafonte.
Sidney Poitier.
Yep.
Man, I'm out here beasting, yurt.
Yurt? What author traced his roots back to Africa and wrote a book which inspired a television miniseries? Alex Haley, Langston
Alex
Hughes.
Haley, Alex James, Haley, Alex Haley.
James Baldwin.
Asshole. Let you win it after the question.
Or Richard Wright.
Alex Haley.
Yeah. All right, where we at? Who was the entrepreneur who built her empire developing hair products for black women? Mrs. Maddie Cartwright, Lucille McCovey, Sojourner Truth, or Madam C.J. Walker?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Y'all only know that one because I prepped y'all the last time. What African American Negro League baseball player was known as the Black Babe Ruth? Josh Gibson, Buck Leonard, Barry Bonds, or Satchel Paige?
It's either the first one or Satchel. The first one you said, Gibson.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Josh Gibson.
That's 10?
No, we got two more.
Oh.
Who was the African-American woman who was sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Ooh.
Mary McLeod Bethune, Rosa Parks, Ida B. Wells, or Fannie Lou Hamer?
Rosa Parks. She was sick of it. I ain't getting up.
Yep.
Wrong. Fannie Lou Hamer.
Man, she wasn't sick.
Which Oakland, California-based group began in 1966 and practiced militant self-discipline? Militant self-defense of minority groups against the United
States. Black Panthers. Let's go.
There's Brothers of Minority Defense, Rebels with Guns, Students Nonviolent Committee.
Black Panthers.
Yeah.
Man, I swept, dog. What's up?
No, you didn't.
I missed like 2 out of 10. I'm black.
No, you missed 3. KD missed 2, so KD won.
Ding,
man,
ding.
You crazy. I answered, like, he didn't get none of them before me.
No matter.
It's not before.
Oh, really? So he can just say my answer with all the confidence I was putting them answers out with? Oh, man, come on. Give me some credit. That's why black people can't excel, man. You take away their wins, now they don't even care about black history no more. Now I don't even want to learn. Nah, man, we're done.
He missed the first one, and then...
Yeah.
And then I went on a streak. But all they remember is the first one I missed. So see? That's why I'm brown skin, man. That's why I'm brown skin, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this dude, yeah.
Mira, mira.
Oh, that's funny.
And that has been...
Hater.
Forget in black history.
That. Yeah, oh yeah.
I know black people.
And black history. Blacks on blacks on blacks. Oh, we got a question too from well, this is what's going on Facebook.
Okay.
Segment real quick. Question. Tell me how one person saying the N-word to their people, but he spelled the whole thing out, is any different than saying white trash or referencing any other term that can be misconstrued as a racial slur, no matter what color or ethnic origin they are. I'm so tired of hearing people say this or that, or you're a racist. I call my closest black friends my niggas, because they are. And they have never once been offended. A white person says it, and people are all but hurt, but then turn right around and say someone else is a white trash, or damn, you did that fast like a Mexican, or your eyes make you look chinky right now. Good lord. If you're Y-O-U-R-E, get offended, then you don't need to say bleep either. Practice what you preach. From St. Roberts, Missouri.
If okay. you're get offended.
If you are getting offended. They spelled it wrong. They forgot the apostrophe. But, yeah.
I'm kind of lost. It was so long, I kind of forgot what was going on.
Well, I guess the answer to that would be lunch money.
Boom.
And this has been episode 69 of Forget That Yo Radio.
Lunch money.
And we out this mug.
Pickle pig's feet.
Real news.
Wet Willies is real.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
And then Anthony put that video up where they put the parody on.
Oh, man.
Booty.
It's everything.
Booty was more important than Walmart. Gotta love it, man.
What's that show, The Catch a Predator? Walked in. He said, "Oh, I ain't come for no little boys.
I came for man, but I ain't got no milk, no cookies, nothing."
He said, "Now we can either do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way."
He said, "Oh, sir, we will not be doing it." Oh, okay. I see you choosing the hard way.
I said, "Why this show so stupid?"
For real. Hey, did you watch The Last Chosen?
Nah. I forgot it came on.
Yeah, I DVR'd that shit. I'm going to watch it probably tonight.
I think I reached my fill.
Nah, you got to wait till next season, man.
Next season?
Yeah.
What you mean next season?
They already showed episodes, showed a snippet from the new season. Why that nigga Boo Boo get out of prison?
Who?
Chosen the one, his girl from prison. Is getting out.
Oh, man.
That's going to be comedy, man. Like, yo, it's actually starting to grow on me, man.
I think I like the last one a little bit. The one from last week. I think I laughed at that one more. That's when he was like, "Don't nobody care about the Grammys except white people and Kanye."
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Phantasm's that dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I set a lot of people up. He set up his daddy and gave him a
butler. Yeah, he set me up, and then he gave me a good job afterwards.
He told his daddy to shut up. Damn it, that's what I meant to talk about, that shit.
What?
Like, damn, I forgot what it was. Oh, okay. Like when you hear, like when your parents tell you stories about their younger days and shit.
Or when they were kids.
Yeah. Or like the shit they did. Like, have your parents ever told you how they met?
Oh yeah. I was around when my parents met. So.
Yeah. Well, yo, that shit. But shit like that, man. We gotta start talking about shit like that too.
Hold on for a second.
Oh, he about to do some sit ups.
Oh yeah.
So you stupid. Yo, Katie, yo, he took a picture of a chick house and it says "Whole slut lives here." Like somebody spray painted on the side of her house, right?
Yeah.
And on her car, shit. My little brother say, "I'm gonna stop by later on because she is obviously willing to give it up." Something wrong with that.
Ooh.
Somebody did that in high school to this chick. I was messing with his car.
They did. That's crazy. I'm fucking my car.
And then ran out while the cops was there saying she didn't do it with spray paint all over her hands.
All over her hands. Oh.
Man, I'm out of here.
Peace.
Peace.